Well, to God be all the glory. I pray that all is connected. And yes, I've been upset for the past 15, 20 minutes. At the end of the day, I am human. And I was affected by this unprofessionalism of Podbean. I don't think it was anything on my end, but this is unexplanatory. It is unprofessional and it's not like me. Because the word says do everything in decent and in order. And so, yeah, it hit a nerve this morning right now. It hit a big nerve. Yes, it did. So, one of the guys, that speaking, we're going to play one more praise and worship song. It's ridiculous. And it's ironic, the song that's on the play next.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
It's amazing, the song that's going to play
Bluetooth
next.
The Bluetooth device is connected successfully.
The title says God blocked it.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair. The Bluetooth device is connected successfully.
The devil had a plan to kill me, I know. But God intercepted his plan. I told the devil, no. God blocked it. He won it. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Woman of God, woman of God, need your help. As we transition from our praise and worship, we'll try this again. From our praise and worship to our live feed, we're going to have the woman of God to pray us in on this morning service. Amen.
Amen.
Wait, hold on. Get that speaker back there. Okay, we are alive now. It's God be the glory. Oh, man. We got enough light right there. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Father God, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, God. God, we come giving you all glory, honor, and praise, God. God, we just thank you, God, for being awesome, God. God, we thank you for another opportunity to get our lives right, God. God, we ask that on tonight, Father God, on today, on morning, evening, wherever you at in your life, God. God, that you would touch us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Father God. God, that you would take this heart of stone, God, and make it a heart of flesh, Father God. God, that you would create in us a clean heart, Father God, and renew a right spirit, Father God. God, but most of all, we come to you, God, asking, God, that you would do a new thing, Father God. God, draw your people closer to you, Father God. God, let them not be business as usual, Father God. God, we ask, Lord God, on today, God, God, that you will open up our minds to receive your word, God. But God, not just in our minds, God, but in our hearts, God. Let it be applicable, God. Let us apply it, Lord God, to this life, God. God, don't let us be the same again, God. God, we ask that you come and visit us, Father God. God, that you will renew, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that you would do a new thing, God. God, the people are wondering, God, and they're fearful, God, and they don't know which way to go, God. But God, remind them to look to you, God. God, we look to you, Father God, for we know our help comes from you, Father God. It's not a thing that man can do, God, but you, God. You, God, the creator of all, the Alpha and the Omega, God. The beginning and the end, the first and the last, God. God, we know you have the final say-so in all things, Father God. God, for the person that's laying on their deathbed, God, you have the final say, Father. Not the doctor, God, but you, God. And God, for that, we say thank you, God. For the person in the courtroom, God, you have the final say, not even the judge, God. God, but you do. So, God, we ask that you will move and intervene, God, as you see fit, Father God. God, and we ask for your mercy, God, and your grace, God. God, we ask, Lord God, that you would just have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Pour down your spirit, God. Pour down your spirit, God. God, we need a fresh anointing, God. We need a renewing, God, in our spirits, God, in our minds and in our hearts, Father God. God, we pray for those, Lord God, who have just lost loved ones, God, who are in despair, God, whose hearts are heavy, God. God, we know, Lord God, that you can lift the load, Father God. We know, Lord God, that you are a comforter, God. God, when you left here, God, you said you left your Holy Spirit, God, that it would be a comforter to our spirit, Father. So, God, there are those who need comfort right now in the name of Jesus, God.
There are those who need strength, God. And God, we know that you are our strength, God. God, and we pray, Lord God, for every man, Lord God, and every woman, Lord God, that is in the pulpit on today, God. God, where their arms are weak, God, and they want to give up, God. Send them an errand, God, to hold their arms up, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Send them an errand to encourage their hearts, Father, God. Send them an errand, Lord God, so that they can say, God, what you need to be said, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, but don't let them be like Moses, Lord God, and speak against you out of frustration, Father, God. Lord God, let them stop, God. Take a moment, Lord God, so that they won't sin against the Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, is so much going on right now, God, in the mental, God, in the spiritual, God, in the natural, Father. We ask that you would move, God, that you would guide, God, and that you would have your way, God. God, we just so thank you, Lord God, for your peace, God, and your grace, God. Lord God, for you said that it's more than enough, Father. God, in these trying times, God, we know, God, that you are the leader, Father God. Lord God, that you are our guidance, Father. And so we say thank you on today, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for you having your way and moving by your Spirit, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're getting out of the way, God, so that you can continue to move, God. God, and we pray, Lord God, for the man of God in this house, God. Lord God, that as he go forth on today, Father God, God, that you would touch him in such a way, God, that you would move by your Spirit in such a way, God. God, that people would cry out, God. Lord God, to get their lives right, God. Not to live the same life that they've been living, Father. It's not working. It's not working, Father. Lord God, but that they would look to you, Father God. And God, that you would protect the man of God, that you would cover him, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. From all sides, Father, for every fiery dart, Lord God, that will come his way, Father God, that it will be quenched, Father God, that you will block, Lord God, the hand of the enemy. We cause the hand of the enemy to cease right now, to stop, Lord God, and where it goes, Lord God, to strike, that it reaches and it hits you, Father God, your presence, your Spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that it will be the block, Father. And God, we thank you, God. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that there's so much, Lord God. But we just thank you for it, God. We thank you for this man, God. We thank you, Lord God, that as he comes forth, Father God, that you would have your way, Father God. That you would move by your Spirit, God. That you would lead and direct him, God. And, Lord God, we just say thank you, Father. God, and we bless your name, Father. And, Lord God, we count it as done, Father God. You said, Lord God, as your children, God, that we could call those things that be not as though they were, God. So, God, we call deliverance, Father, on today, God. Lord God, is so much needed, God. Deliverance, Father. Deliverance out of the flesh, God, and into the Spirit, God. God, and you said what we bind on earth, Lord God, will be bound in heaven. So we bind the hand of the enemy right now. Lord God, and we loose, Lord God, your blessings. Lord God, we loose your Spirit, Father. We loose your guidance, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask all these things, Father, in your Son's name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 And amen. Amen. Amen.
God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. See.
Where do I begin?
Jesus.
First of all, I said thank you, Lord, for having being more patient than I am. Because you are the creator of patience.
Jesus.
And as you are also the creator of patience, you are also the creator of impatience. Amen.
Jesus.
And my impatience took the best of me this morning, because I expect things to work right and supposed to flow right. And if we don't flow right, it's not professional in my book, nor is it decent order in order. So I don't know what happened this morning. Forgive me. It happened, but we're back in life and we're back on course. Amen?
Amen.
That being said, I'm going to post this on Pod. Oh, wow. That's not even back up there. Come on.
What's that?
All right, I got to retype the title. First Peter. We're coming from 1 Peter this morning.
Jesus.
1 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. And this morning's title is, Did You Put In On This? Did you put in on this? So I posted it. It's on Podbean. Oh my God, you want to just cut and paste it to Facebook, please? If you can do that.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'll give you guys about a minute and a half to get your bookmarks out, get yourselves together for a second. Excuse me, 1 Peter chapter 2. 15 to 20. Amen. And this morning title is Did You Put In On This? And would you push when you're done with that one? Can I get some water, please?
Cold or winter?
Both. I'm about to douse it right now. I get it. Put one in the freezer, okay?
Yeah. It is up.
Huh?
I said it's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook? Amen. Woo! So I know a lot of people was, matter of fact, some of them are still on spring break. There's some places in America that are allowing their kids to be out of school on this Monday because man is expecting another solar eclipse. Now, one of the guys told me there was one earlier about 7 years ago, 8 years ago.
7 years ago.
About 7 years ago, and I didn't see either one. I have yet to see a lunar or solar eclipse. But this one is taking the cake. Let me tell you why this one's taking the cake, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people getting sick right before the bell. A lot of people are getting warning signs right before the bell. A lot of people are getting a lot of spiritual warfare right before the bell. And let me tell you, I myself has been tested because I haven't been this impatient in a long time. So it's something going on in the atmosphere. It's a test for all men and women of God. If you open your mouth and say that you are a Christian, if you open your mouth and say that you believe, if you open your mouth and say that you believe in Jesus Christ or thank you, Lord, if you ever say one of those things, the kitchen sink is coming for you. Not trying to scare you. Oh, yeah, your faith is going to be tested. From now until another 7 days. Wow. I haven't been that thirsty before. Your faith is being tested. Why is being tested? Because Satan knows that his time is come to a bare end. Yeah, even though man has shown himself uglier than he has ever shown himself before God. But Satan himself is still losing his battle. Why? Because the Redeemer still shows some love. Why? Because there's still hope. There's still hope. There's still hope. And what I mean by hope, there's still time for you to get your act together. How do I know? When Christ was on the cross, and before he gave up the spirit, he redeemed one out of two deeds. But here's the catch 22. Here's the catch 22. That deed that he redeemed put in on it. What'd you say? I'm glad you asked. How did he put in on it? Well, how he put in on it, he recognized who Christ was. And he recognized who he was before Christ. The word says, come before the throne of glory in spirit and in truth. He just so happened to be in spirit and in truth and also in the living flesh before the throne of glory. Where he says, I know what we did was wrong, but can you in this day forgive me? When you go to heaven, remember me and forgive me for what I've done wrong. And the other thing goes, man, he ain't nobody because he's still here up here with us. And then the other thief had to check him like, look, that might be true, but he did nothing wrong. This is the Messiah. Maybe this is in his plans to be up here. But since he's here, I'm trying to get mine. I don't know about you. I'm going to go for mine. So as I say before you all, go for yours. Because 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 and 20 says, for so is the will of God, right? That with well doing, ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Ah, wives, husbands, and a husband to the wives, or wives and husbands to the kids, or vice versa, to the kids, to the parents. Somebody's going to be foolish up in there. Trust and believe that. Verse 16, as free and not using your liberty, right? Not losing the liberty for what? A cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king, servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to do the good and gentle, but also what? To the froward.
To the froward.
Now, my master is God. I am a servant of the Most High. Not only am I a master, I am a servant of the Most High. Am I going to get everything right? Oh, no. By far none. Because only one servant of the Most High going to get everything right. Well, actually, two servants. It's the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ. Anybody else, we're going to get, even down to the angels, we're going to get some things wrong. But it is our job, it is our job trying to get everything right. By any means necessary, it's our job to get everything right. Are we going to get it right? No. No. But what is at this point, you should know right from wrong. From this point, you should know what's up. From this point, it says, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the what good and gentle, but also to the what froward. Froward. For what? For this is the thanksworthy if a man be conscious toward God endure grief. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. He said, endure grief. That's a catch 22, ladies and gentlemen. Because did not Christ say that I come that you might have life and have what?
More abundantly.
More abundantly. But with that comes what? I got to endure some grief. Man, this job took a toll on the body. Now, check this. And here's the catch 22 also. You got to do a grief for what God says, but you also got to take grief for what you have done to yourself. Oh. In my case, it's a lot. Some people might got a house of bricks. I got estates of bricks on my back. No one switch? Guarantee you won't last a minute in my shoes. Because everybody got something to say about what's going on in my party, but can't take on what's on in their party. Because not a soul on this planet has the right remedy to a perfect life. Unless you buy God. And even then some is a catch 22 with it. You just got to put it anyway. So let me go back. It says, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully, right? Suffering wrongfully. Did you get that? You're going to suffer wrongfully. Not rightfully, because you're not right. You're going to wrongfully be suffering. This is not what Christ did? Did he not take 40 lickings? Did he not have a murderer chosen to be freed over him, and all he did was help people? Was he not crucified for helping people? Wrongfully. Suffering wrongfully. Check it out. It says, for what glory is it if when ye be befuddled for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? What? What? Man said, take it with a grain of salt. The Lord said, take it with a smile. Ooh. Did you put in on it? How are we able to take something that we getting wrongfully suffering, right? How are we going to take it, suffering wrongfully, with a smile? You got to put in on it. How you gonna put in that? What's gonna happen at the end? Y'all hear me say constantly that I want my life and my abundance before I get to the end, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen it. I see other people having it. Mm-hmm. I see that it does exist. Mm-hmm. But I want my pie. On my cake and my bowl of ice cream with it, I don't mind. Come on, somebody. If you said that if this is what I'm supposed to partake in, and I'm already taking the suffering wrongfully, right? I'm already doing all that other stuff already. So where's my abundance? How long do I have to wait for abundance? The one of them guy and I was standing in line and just standing. There's a whole bunch of people. Mm-hmm. Definitely well over 50 people. Mm-hmm. Well over 50 people. Mm-hmm. And we're standing there, and there's a little space between us and the next person. And somebody just came right between us and just stood in line. And ladies and gentlemen, I was so hot. If the man would have looked at me, said anything wrong, I probably won't be able to preach today. But the woman of God said, did you see this man right here? And I guess when the guy felt the energy, I know that man did. Because all I said was, all I know is he better respect the line. That's all I had to say. Because he had one more opportunity to disrespect the line, then he himself would have been disrespected. But here I am, a man of God. ready to go ham on somebody who just don't know no better. But on the flip side, yes, you do. Everybody else following the line. You're going to be the idiot, right? Mm-hmm. What I read in the beginning, the ignorance. Mm-hmm. We have to be better stewards. Even to those who are ignorant by faith, have to be better stewards to those people who are ignorant than them in the faith. What I'm saying, you see somebody less off and educated in you in the faith, you too have the right and the power and authority to step in to educate that person. If and when you don't, you yourself is just as ignorant as them. So, yeah, I was ready to go ham, but that the choice was completely his. That's why I said what I said, and I thank God for giving the right words to say what I said. He disrespected the line. He better respect the line. Everybody else is respecting the line. We all going to the same place, getting on the same plane, right?
Amen.
Respect the line. You got to wait just like I got to wait. Now, so check this out. It says, ye shall take it patiently, but if, when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God.
What?
Now you're telling me after I take all this mess, all this canopy of mess, which I'm suffering wrongfully, it has to be accepted by God. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. There's some things that you're going through right now. You wonder why the hell you going through with it. God put you there, and you put yourself there. Now you have to find a way to get yourself out. And if it's by God's will, you will find a way out. Now, once you find a way out of this mess, ladies and gentlemen, what you going to do? How do you show your appreciation? How do you put in on your appreciation before the throne of glory that you got yourself out of mess? Let me tell you. It's how you nurture it. It's how you bathe it. It's how you glorify it. And how you give God the glory, and how you give thanks before the throne of glory. What do I mean? What do I mean? Just like winning the lottery. You don't show your appreciation by giving $1 million to the church. I ain't showing your appreciation. No, it's not. How do you do it? I don't know. What does God tell you to do?
What did he tell you?
Because he's going to tell you something different than what he tell you.
Yes, he is telling.
And my promise before the throne of glory is different from the promise that you before your throne of glory.
Mm-hmm.
My once before the throne of glory is different from your once.
Amen.
And most importantly, my needs mm-hmm. are different from your needs for the throne of glory. So if you didn't get out your mess yet, and you still in it, then God's trying to tell you something.
Come on now. Come on now.
And you just ain't listening. But you, I mean, if the blessing that you at now is a step up from the blessing that you had before, then God has been talking to you and you was listening. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's being taken away from you, then you got to say, oh, hold up 1 minute. Hit the brake. Why? What happened? What did I do?
Mm-hmm.
Better yet, what did I miss?
Mm-hmm.
What did I miss? What did I miss? How did I treat my blessing?
Mm-hmm.
Or did I even treat my blessing? Did I say thank you before the throne of glory?
Whew.
Hey, people want to watch how they get up and then get down. They're on a roller coaster ride so often. Because you be missing the mark, my brother, my sister.
Come on.
You be missing the mark. See, I thank the Lord. He gives it to me before it even happened. Mm-hmm. And I can pick and choose of how I want to ride. Sometimes I can't pick and choose. It's going to happen regardless. Uh-huh. Now, if I spit out warning to you,
come
on. And if whatever happens after that, you don't get mad at me.
Come on.
Please don't get mad at me, because the first thing I'm going to tell you like the CIA is. Well, did I not tell you this? How many times you hear this come out of my mouth? I wait. And I can't wait till you lie said that I never said that to you. Woo! Then that just confirms it for me that the conversation is over. Mm-hmm. Ain't no back and forth. I got to pursue on to my next assignment, my next mission. Because one thing I'm not going to do, and one thing you're not going to do, is make me miss my blessing. I can't hear nobody.
Amen.
Only person going to miss my blessing is me. Not my kids, not my wife. No, ain't happening. Ain't happening. No. I done caught too much hell on this planet. Oh, no. For me to miss my blessing. No, sir, no ma'am. No, sir, no ma'am. So I said verse 20, right? Mm-hmm. So it says, for what that is acceptable with God. So, if you take it with a grain of salt, then you ain't learned about it. You gotta take that suffering wrongfully, like how Christ took the crucifixion. Mm-hmm. And he really didn't complain. But he wanted to know where his father was. Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Like, hold up, Dad. Me and you been talking constantly all 33 years of my life. There's one particular moment that you silent. Let me tell you why God was silent. God was mad as hell that he had to give up his only begotten son for a bunch of heathens, mm-hmm, who still to this day can't get it right.
Come on now.
But he said, you know what? My son, yo, he that's where the word gangster came from. Because he took it with a smile. He didn't use no power. All he used is the love that he had for us, for me and you, that we wasn't even thought of. Our parents wasn't even thought of. Our parents' parents wasn't even thought of. Our parents' parents' parents wasn't even thought of. When that occurred. But he loved us anyway. That's four generation. So let's go on. If you count it back, we're talking about 40-something generations back when Christ was here. Now, if you read your Bible, you know your Bible, it's 42 in some generations that he came after David, right? Help me out here.
I believe it's 40 between Christ and David.
Either way, it's 40 generations between David and Christ.
Right.
And it's about 40 generations between Christ and us right now.
It's way more than that. 2,000 years is way more than 40 generations, right?
It's 20 years in every generation.
Exactly.
So it's 40 times. Okay. So, and this marker, I'm going to call it a marker.
Okay.
And I'm going to call it another signified word, check mark. This solar eclipse that's supposed to happen on Monday. Mm-hmm. People hear ringing in their head constantly. People getting sick.
Yeah.
People are throwing up. The crazy acting sane. The sane acting crazy. The just trying to get just. The just getting weary. Can't hear nobody up in here. Mm-hmm. And it all started since last Monday. Tick tock. What's gonna happen when it transpires? People are doing their research. People who study and read the Bible ain't never studied and researched the Bible like they've done before. They going deep and deep and deep into it, finding things that they want to know if that happens. They're gonna, oh my God, oh my God. Now they're gonna want the truth. Amen. They're gonna want pastors like me, who not sugarcoating stuff. I ain't got time to worry about what Pete did and nothing doing. I gotta worry about what thus saith the Lord, man.
Amen. That's just a distraction.
Man. I gotta worry about what thus saith the Lord. So people, sometimes we empty, sometimes we got people, sometimes we overflow, and sometimes I just me. Woman God ain't even in here. But it's gonna be a time that, man, we're gonna have to have people outside. I'm gonna ask my neighbors, can I use your backyard and things like that? Can I use your building next week? Because we're gonna have a lot of people. Why? Because people are gonna be thirsty for the truth. Mm-hmm. Ain't my truth, just the truth. Because my truth ain't her truth. But the truth is everybody's truth. Whether you like it or not. Huh? Whether you like it or not. You can't shake it. You can't betray it. You can't add to it. Nor can you take away from it. Because it is what it is. So I said to you, and you need to say to yourself, did you put in on this that is acceptable with God? Whatever that is. And the only way you know what that is, that you yourself have to go before the throne of glory and ask what thus saith the Lord about you and what he has and what he wants from you. Mm-hmm. Felt like Hulk Hogan. What you gonna do, brother? So what you gonna do when the Holy Spirit rains God's acceptability upon you? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To God be the glory. Woman of God.
Father God, we give glory.
Hey, you know you gotta get
I'm coming up that way, baby.
You say in the morning.
I'm coming. It takes a minute. Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the word on today. We ask, Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, that you would allow us to keep your word in our hearts, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord God, just for the opportunity to come in your presence and hear your word, Father God. So, God, now that we've heard it, Lord God, let us apply it, Father God. We know that the court is in our, Lord, the ball is in our court, Father God.
Yeah.
And so, God, we ask, Lord God, that we handle it justly, God. Lord God, that we take it, Lord God, down and we use it, Lord God, for your glory, God. So, God, on tonight, we just say thank you and we bless your name, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that we put in on this, Father God. And we ask, Lord God, that we keep it, Lord God. And, Lord God, as we leave this place without your presence,
come on now.
We ask, Lord God, that you restore the man of God.
Yes, Lord.
Everything that he's given, Father God, that you would give it back to him tenfold, God.
Please, Lord.
Pressed down, shaken together, running over,
yes,
Father.
Lord.
Lord God, give it to him, Father. So we say thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
And, Lord God, as we leave your place, we say thank you one more time, Father God. And we ask that you would have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. This is Apostle Bernard Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. Along with me is the First Lady of GMPCC. She's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. On behalf of ourselves and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. For thy word thy hand in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And remember, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and be safe.